Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you?
I'm doing okay.
I believe we're starting with verse 266 because we didn't do anything last time.
Okay, I'm getting it ready. I'm last minute today.
Me too.
I had to get a new computer. And I haven't set it up yet, so.
I understand.
I'll have to call you after that. You know,
not
to get
a problem.
Set up. Okay.
Yeah.
It may be a couple of days because I've got a lot to do, so I may just have to hold on.
I do understand.
Malcolm.
Good evening.
Hi, today is Wednesday.
Anna, are you ready?
Yes, I have my book now. Thank you.
Okay. But we're starting with section 54, verse 266. L'shem Yehud Kud Shabarichu Ishkin Tei Biv Hilu Urchimu Udhilu Udhilu Urchimu L'yachtem L'shem Yudhei Bavavhei B'yehud Ashalim B'shem Kol Yisrael L'imud Torah Mitzvah La sok Torah mitzvah. Vayhi noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maaseh yadeinu kodanei aleinu maaseh yadeinu kodaneihu. Uktein v'yatem ad v'kim v'ha-shem Eloheikeichem chayim kulchem hayom v'yatem atem mibayei le'ya Ela vav Leosafa al tarbin Ve'ilavan Dinun mit tabekin Ve'ya v'achlin V'shatzan v'atun Mit tabekan ve'ya V'ahu nehora Tikla ukma V'yachla V'yatun kaimin Adahu diktiv Chayim kulchem Hayom. Hence the words, but you that did cleave of Hashem, your Elohim, are all alive, every one of you this day. This applies to Israel. And he asks, the passage says, but the Hebrew, the, or vav, but you, should it not be just you? He answers, the vav shows Israel's virtue to that of the offerings and the fat, because when the offerings and the fat connect to the blue light, they are consumed and burned. But you cleave to this blue-black light that burns and consumes, yet are alive. This virtue is alluded to by the Vav, and but you are all alive, every one of you this day. Questions? Comments? Thoughts?
Well, to me, it seems that it's showing your relationship to Hashem and comparing it to the candle when we aren't consumed, but rather I think we're cleansed as we walk the walk.
But
and work,
are we talking the talk when we walk the walk?
Mm-hmm.
Remember, the Vav is Zeron Pin.
Mm-hmm.
The Vav is heaven. Now we have this candle that's burning that has the white light above the blue light above the wick, and between the wick and the blue light, we have Israel. And the blue light burns everything below it. It destroys everything below it. Except it doesn't destroy Israel, because every aspect of Israel is alive. So you have the wick that gets destroyed, but Israel doesn't get destroyed. Then you have the blue light that is destroying the wick. But Israel and the blue light unifies with the white light, with the Vav, which is Zeron Pin, which is heaven. The metaphor is in this verse is talking about unification again. Still, similar to what we've had now, three or four different types of metaphors on this same subject.
And the meaning of Vav does mean and join, you know. So
it's a joining word. It's a word that joins things together, and that's really what's being expressed in the pasuk. Verse 267.
Ko giva ke ga ko giva bar mitikla tiu akel vishenetse tadir vihu ilana. Veya mota visharya al alma tata ugin de kola sharya de hoteya iuakel visharya.
In a dream, all colors except for blue are a good sign. Blue always destroys and consumes. It is the tree where death is found. It is the nukva, which is called the tree of knowledge. It reigns over the lower world, which is the world, this world, and it consumes and destroys everything that exists underneath it. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, is that why we say that Malkut connects to blue or black?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we say it, yes. Although the other way it's described in the Zohar and else other places, it talks about that the blue is the color of the sky being reflected from the ocean. But in what it's saying, that this idea of blue, this idea of Malchut, is destructive. It burns everything below it, except for Israel. And we have this very similar statements earlier in the section. So why do we need to hear it again? Do we think we forgot it from the earlier sections?
I would say so. Or we were absent. And we're like little children. We've got to hear something over and over before it becomes
before
really
it settles into us and becomes part of mm-hmm. us as we live it. But another idea, which I can't really extend and explain in detail, another idea is this idea that Malchut burns what's below it, but it burns in two senses, in two ways. We have fire that burns and destroys what's below it, and we have fire that's doesn't destroy what's below it. So you have one fire that doesn't destroy Israel, while you have the other fire that does destroy Israel, but it's being described as both are destructive. And why is that? Read the verse says, it is the nukva, which is called the tree of knowledge. And the tree of knowledge is the tree of knowledge, good and evil.
Mm-hmm.
The tree of knowledge is not totally bad because there's aspects of good. One aspect of that good is that people, what we feel is hurtful to us, we call evil. But in reality, if we learn from that attack, we will realize that it ultimately is good because it causes us to make changes within ourselves. That's another reason that it's said two times. Verse 268. Feel free to ask questions and keep me at the same location and live when I say something like we're going on.
Okay.
Ve'ite mahake namesharya ishmaya le'ela wikama chayalin inun le'ela v'kalho kaime tachatze kol inun ilela behahu mehorati kla it kalan aval tatae lavakete inun mila gasa alma dekaima visharya aleya ugin kachakel vishatse lon velet la mila Acharav l'tata v'alma d'la yishtetze begin din hora tikla she'etze l'kol ma d'kayma aleya. The nukva of Zeranpin is found in the upper heavens, namely the world of Atzilut. And there are many upper hosts in the worlds of Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya. Yet they live and subsist. So how is it, one might ask, that you say that the blue light, which is the nukva of Zeranpin, consumes all that is underneath? Come and see. All the upper hosts in the worlds of Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya, which are higher worlds than this, are included in the blue light itself, not underneath it. Yet the lower beings of this world are not included in the blue light itself, because they are the coarse objects by which the world is supported. the world links to the lower beings and subsists on them, just as the wick of a candle. Without it, the world would not exist. Hence, the blue light consumes and destroys them, and there can be nothing down here in this world that is not destroyed, because the blue light destroys all that is underneath it. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Okay, by saying there are many upper hosts in the worlds of Brihayat, Divine, Asya, are they speaking of angelic beings?
Yes.
Okay, and we do know that they do get consumed, but what would you say? Revive.
Well, they don't really revive. They are now new. They go through the river Dinur,
mm-hmm.
which is the river of fire. And so they are no longer the same entity that went into the fire. When they come out of the fire, they are new.
Anug, Malcolm?
Yes? Go ahead.
Are you talking about when you just your definition of destroy? Is that death? I mean, everything will die? What is the definition of destroy?
Destroy is a deeper level than just death. Destroy means that there's nothing left afterwards. Death does not mean destroy. Death means you die and you move to a new frame of reference. You live again. You resurrect. Hold on a second. Come in. How are you, Leo?
Good.
Thank you. She left. She may have
forgotten.
Yeah.
I don't see the logic, but I don't know where it is.
She doesn't ever bring that back. Check with Margie. That's the only one I know who takes it. Thank you. It'll close. It's set for a slow close. Thank you, Leon. I apologize. I'm back.
Okay.
So did I explain the difference between death and destruction?
Yes.
So an angel never dies, just as a human soul never dies. But both go through a form of cleansing called fire. But there's another level of fire that is total destruction. It's like there's two words in Hebrew for dust. One is afar, and I forget what the other one is. Maybe Hannah knows it. But afar means ash, something that's gone through the fire and there's nothing, no life left within it. But the other form of dust is earth. And earth, you know, dust is lifeless. There's no life in dust. But things grow out of dust. Things grow out of the earth. So the potential for life is there. It's not destroyed.
So are you talking about a future? Is this talking about the future when all Malkut is destroyed? Is this futuristic?
Well, hence the blue light consumes and destroys them. And there can be nothing down here in this world that is not destroyed, because the blue light destroys all that is underneath it. And destruction means what I said it meant. And the blue light is Malchut. And what it's saying is that ultimately all aspects of Malchut will be destroyed. But the soul isn't from Malchut.
Right.
The soul is, at a minimum, is the world of Yetzirah. It's the soul is, I should say, at the minimum, is at the world of Asiyah. And we discussed the last few sessions that this whole idea that Malchut is really not our physical world. Our physical world is below Malchut. Malchut is a sephirah, a level of consciousness. And our physical world exists as a mixture between both systems, the holy system and the impure system. And so our physical world is below Malchut, whereas Malchut is a sephirah that represents the manifestation of the holy system. And there's also a manifestation of the impure system. And how that gets balanced and reconciled is something that we have to learn and work on. But in the course of looking at a candle, the blue light is that level of consciousness called Malchut. But there's something below Malchut, which is the wick. And the wick is destroyed. The wick is the physical world metaphor. The blue light is Malchut. The white light is Zerantin. And within Malchut, within the blue light, is the children of Israel, is Israel. And what this verse is saying, within that blue light, are those three lower worlds. Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiyah. And they will also be destroyed. But as everything within them that won't be destroyed will rise to the world of Atzilut. And that's all part of the meditations when you're looking at a candle. So I've confused you greatly tonight, correct?
No.
I was just thinking how everything gets old after a while, no matter how new and pretty it may look in the beginning. I mean, even a piece of fruit, you know, that sits out.
Right.
Really, everything, when you think about it, except the soul, will keep going on.
That is correct.
How beautiful is that, right?
We're told that the body will resurrect, mm-hmm. but only for 1,000 years. So ultimately, even the body will die again. Or the body will become so pure, so cleansed, that it will rise along with the soul to the world of Atzilut. And maybe what they're saying when they describe that in the writings of the Kabbalists is that the body will become so pure, but they're talking about the clothing that's worn in the world of Atzilut.
Light garment?
The light garment, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not real clear from this pasuk to me.
Well, would that be symbolic? Excuse me. Would that be symbolic when the candle, when you no longer saw the blue underneath, it just was all white?
That is correct.
Okay. You know, I told you I saw these beams radiating from the candles down to the floor, and when I took a picture, you could even, not of that particular time, but they even showed up in the pictures.
These Which beams. Is understandable. Because if the blue elevates to enter Zarin Pin and unify with Zarin Pin, there's no longer any blue. That's the end of the section. Any other questions?
I have one question. When the candles burn and there's a smoke that comes about, what does that represent?
When there's a what that comes about?
Smoke, like a cloud of smoke.
You weren't listening in the... There's a verse in the section that describes the animal sacrifices and that the smoke, which is the burning fats, and that's literally our animal fats that we need to sacrifice in order to elevate.
Okay. I've been away for a couple of days, so I've been with my grandkids, so I've been out for 2 or 3 days.
Understand. I'm not criticizing that.
Yeah, I'm trying to catch up.
It takes a while. But I don't remember. We're in 266 and 7 and 8. So it's okay. Either the ones that's 265, 4 and 3, or the one that ends with 262. It's the last two. I don't remember which one it is.
Yeah.
65 is about the joy of singing, you know, the Levites.
Right. Mm-hmm. But it starts out explaining what the smoke is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did read some of that today. So, okay. Just verifying that I read correctly.
Okay. All right. Questions and answers at 7 o'clock West Coast time. So I hope you'll join us.
Okay, I'm going to send you a question, and I hope I can make it.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you. Bye, Michael.
Bye.
Shalom to you.
Shalom.